Oh my God. So it says, can a mom, a single mom or whatever, teach her son how to be a man? That was the question. So let's dig into it, people. Oh my God. Okay, so here's the thing. I just don't understand. I know that people want to believe that. I don't know what they want to believe in regards to raising a son or raising a daughter, whether it be by a single dad or a single mom, to the fact that you literally have people who believe, oh, well, he doesn't have a father figure in his life and you're a single mom. Only thing that you can do is raise him to be a feminine boy. Huh? That does not come from something that is taught. That is something that is already within them. Regardless if it's a feminine, if they have that in them, that's in them. It has absolutely nothing to do with being taught that. You can't teach it. But these are the communications. This is the mindsets that people have. And for me, anytime that I see it or hear it or have people wanting to debate about it and argue about it, it's, for me, it's an ignorance. I have no respect for it at all. And here's the thing. That's just not what I believe, okay? My whole standpoint on this is, as a woman myself, a natural born woman, I didn't teach my daughter how to be a woman. That's not our jobs as parents. We parent regardless of gender. My dad, nor my sis, nor my mom, who died when I was 11, teach me how to be a woman. My dad sure as hell didn't teach me. The only thing I learned from him was to work hard and get it myself. Never ask nor beg anyone for anything. I lived my life to be the opposite of so many in my life. Life teaches us, and we only learn by way of those teachings, either following those ways or learning how to live by following our own paths. Humans are mammals. We grow into who we become by way of life. And for the record, there are gay men and women being raised in two-parent households today and yesterday. Okay? So it's just crazy to me that people don't get it. Parents, parent. We don't teach our children to be men or women, just responsible people. We teach them basic life skills, okay? There was a saying that I saw on a post, I believe this was on either Reddit or Quora, where the person was like, children or a child is born a heathen and you have to teach them to be human. There are so many people that don't even have morals in this life today. They don't have any form or any type of morals. And I think that would be what is most important in today's society. Are you teaching your child the basic life skills? Are you teaching your child how to become a better human in today's world, to better themselves, to better other people, to not negatively affect other people? People need to live how they want to live, whereas it's not negatively affecting someone else. Live to the best that you can possibly live. Gain the knowledge, learn the skills that are needed. Teach yourself these skills. Upskill yourself by, you know, going to taking certain courses that are now offered. There's so many things that are free courses. It's to better ourselves as human beings, because we are a human race, right? We're a human race. We're a human species that are considered to be mammals. You don't see, we were not out there in the wildlife, but I doubt very seriously that there are lions and or tigers and teaching their tigers, lions, and bears offspring how to be a male offspring, how to be a male lion, how to be a female lion. No, they're just learning by way of showing, by learning from the whatever lion that is out there teaching them. this way of their lioness. There's no such thing as I'm teaching you how to be a woman or I'm teaching you how to be a man. You're teaching them how to be human. That's what you're teaching them. You're teaching them how to be human. You're teaching them how to be responsible humans. And the fact that we have people who are literally out there wanting to believe that people can teach someone to be gay or feminine is fucking ridiculous. That's the craziest shit. And I'm so tired of hearing that shit. And of course, you hear it mostly within the people of our communities. Let's just say this. You don't see people arguing about females being more manly and are masculine and being lesbians. But for whatever reason, they have issues with men being feminine and men being gay and doing their, you know, transitioning because that's who they are within. I find that to be crazy. I find that to be that there's something, there's an underlining personal issue there. That it's not really some type of global universal thing. This is just something that someone is dealing with on a personal level, right? And then you have people, I mean, I just don't think that people actually understand relationships. Because then there was another one, okay? Another post that I was following on, and this person stated, he cleans his own house, he cooks his own food, he pays and manages his own bills. As a woman, what else can you add to this man's life other than sexual activities? And that can go both ways. That question can go both ways. The stance is, this is adulting. We're all doing this. If you're an adult, you're doing these things. And I really believe people don't understand what it means to be in a relationship or just to have a social connection with someone at that level, as far as the opposite sex at that level. Because these are questions that we can ask ourselves based on when we grow and gain friendships with people, regardless if it's the opposite sex, same sex, regardless if it's a platonic relationships, regardless if you're looking to gain something from that person, what are you bringing into that person's life? It's not always about sex or trying to find that special mate or whatever. It's just people are tiring. Just teach your children the basic life skills. You cannot teach your child to be a man or a woman. That's just me, though. That's just my opinion. And I guess other people have their opinions or whatever, but that's just me. And as far as the relationships that we're in, people just don't get it. This other person did post a comment, and I was like, you know what? That is on point. That is on point because people act like they don't even understand. And so where was it? Just a moment. Okay, so this person, D. Wilson, on this post was like, nothing. If he doesn't know what he wants in a partner, it's not about what she adds. It's about what you as an individual need in a partner and are willing to take the time and look for and pursue with genuine intentions. And it's just crazy. And then they stated, it's rhetoric like this that make it difficult to believe a lot of these men actually like women. I don't think that they really like women. And I was on Tony Baker, the comedian. He does the voiceovers for the animals. He had did a post on this same subject. He was like, the comments that he see and under his post, the comments that he see on social media, men do not like women. And it's not to say, I'm not saying, I don't know if he's saying, I know I'm not saying, I don't think that it's because they like men. It's just like, it's like they have this animosity, jealousy towards women. Are we at a point where men are becoming under the realization that they are being judged for being who they are, that they have to be morally and humanly responsible for being adults, being respectful people, so that way they can then get that same respect towards them? I think when if you this is another man saying he don't believe that men like women. And here's the and again, and it's been all over. So it's not just these two instances. I can never talk. When they say, when it's D. Wilson or Dot Wilson says, it's rhetoric like this that make it difficult to believe a lot of these men actually like women. They like what a woman can do for them, but prefer homeboy companionship. Wow. Because I hadn't read that part yet. So, because remember, I just said that I didn't think that it was, that it was about them being, you know, liking other men, that they just don't like women. But it's something there. And the fact that you always have men, like on that particular post in regards to the children, can a woman teach her son to be a man? No, I don't believe that we can. Why? Because that's not our jobs. And then it was a dude that literally came on the post stating that they can know, but they can teach them how to be feminine. How? When here's the contradiction, because I believe, I guarantee you that this man also has an issue with women stating that they're too masculine in relationships, or they're too masculine and they can't deal with being with men. It's always an excuse. It's always something out there for these men to then use as an excuse to degrade women. There's always going to be something there. So when you say, and it's like a personal issue that you had to bring up about them teaching them to be feminine. No, you can't. My son is a boy's boy because that's naturally within him. He's 3. I noticed this at 1 year old. When they're just children, I mean, when they're babies, they're just babies. As they start growing and getting older, then you start learning and seeing things about them. He's, when I look at him and I notice certain things, his certain characteristics about him, and that's not going to go say that he's not going to, you know, turn out to be gay, because you have masculine gay men. So, and not feminine, you know, men. So because he's, you know, that he has those characteristics, and I always look at him and I smile and be like, oh, he's definitely a boy's boy. He's a boy's boy, for real. Because I can see it. I can feel it. You know what I'm saying? It's just natural, just how he carries himself. It's just a natural thing within. Now, he could be, it wouldn't be nothing that I taught him. I didn't teach him to be masculine. I didn't teach him to be a boy's boy. However, if he was doing feminine things, it wouldn't be something that I'm teaching him to do. I don't even feel like I'm like define feminism. You know what I mean? Define that. I'm not all pink or girly. I'm like not like the Barbie feminine. I'm a woman, but I'm a natural woman in my own habitat, in my own vibe. There's no, how people continue to try to judge other people. Mind your own damn business. Do what you need to do in your own damn life. Teach your children in their own way. But there's no way in the world you're going to tell me that there's no two-parent households raising a gay son and or a gay daughter. And if you're trying to say otherwise, then that whole thing contradicts, because there's a such thing as a gay son and or a gay daughter being raised by a two-parent household. That contradicts automatically, that cancels out the bullshit of a single mom raising a feminine son. Period. It cancels the shit out. Just even if it's 2 out of 30, the shit cancels it out. Period. And that's just how I see about that. So back to this one in regards to, oh, he can cook, he can clean. That's adulting. You're adulting, dude. You want me to, what the, listen. Okay, and so it's just so crazy. And this person responded, well said. Another person was like, stop it, I say, you are on target. And they came back and responded, that's the honest problem. Most people don't actually take the time to figure out exactly themselves, which ultimately allows them to figure out the type of people they want to surround themselves with. We spend so much time people pleasing, we neglect to look at our own lives and needs. That's fact. That's fact. And I was like, I responded to their post, this, ! And with these questions, it's obvious a lot of people don't get it. That's why, and then she responded, that's why it's so hard to form real bonds. You can't form a real bond because people don't even know who they are. So why put yourself in situations where you're trying to grow in a relationship when you don't even fucking know who you are in the relationship or out of the relationship? You don't even know who you are. You don't even know how you're stepping. You don't even know what path you're on. And that's the reason why I stayed single so long, is because at 44, I'm still not there. I still don't even know who I want to become. I'm still questioning this shit. I'm still questioning the fact that I don't belong in someone else's 9-to-5 life. I want to do my own shit. You know what I mean? I know that about me. I know that about me. So it's just, it's wild, okay? Stay out of relationships if you don't know who you are. Because to even ask this question, they are clueless on who they are. Therefore, they just need to stay to themselves. And that's what I commented here. And the person was like, facts, how can you find a partner where you don't even know yourself? That part. Because you can't. If you don't know who you are, how can you be in a solid relationship where it's going to grow into something positive? It's just, and that's what I came on here. I came on here to rant and rave just for that, because I just get so tired of people. And then I saw where the people was talking about, do parents even teach basic life skills? Basic life skills are learned by way, again, of our children watching and learning from us. Giving them the free rein and the opportunity to grow and do things for themselves, learn how to do things for themselves, et cetera, et cetera. So, and that's, you know what, because I got to finish doing my reading and then my writing up for another podcast. I am doing 2 movie reviews. Well, I'm finishing off a series review for the Netflix series Fatal Seduction. This was a South African series that premiered on Netflix this year. And then I'm doing The Pope's Exorcist. So I'm not sure if you've watched any of those, but check out my podcast right on Sister Girl, the Writing Corner, aka Story Lab. So until the next rant and rave, you guys, until the next time.